Ladies and gentlemen, joining us down the line from the Tampa Bay, the Arizona Coyotes, Sam Gagner. Hello, Sam. Welcome back to the podcast, sir. How are you?
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm doing well.
No problem,
so
man.
So what went wrong with Tampa?
I'm not sure. I just couldn't get my foot in there for whatever reason. I'm excited to be in Arizona for sure.
I don't blame you. And it seemed as if it was some nifty stick handling by general manager Maloney as well to make it all happen. Did you get a sense, Sam, at the end of the year that something was going to happen to you and that come next season you'd be in a different area code?
Yeah, I thought it was a possibility. Just the way last year went, and the way things have gone for the last little while, you got to expect changes when the team and, you know, myself haven't lived up to expectations. I didn't feel like I had a good year last year. And, you know, I expect a lot more from myself. And, you know, I knew because of that something could have happened. And, you know, I'm excited to get a chance in Arizona. You know, I like the team they have there, the way they compete and the way they play. And I'm excited to be a part of that.
So take us through the adventure last night. Did you know when the first trade went down that there'd be another transaction? Or did you prepare yourself to be a Tampa Bay Lightning?
I wasn't expecting a trade at all yesterday, to be honest. I figured, you know, something might happen during the draft. So I kind of had I was tuned in for that. And then I was just I'm up in my cottage right now. So I had my phone in the drawer and I wasn't even, thinking about anything that way. And, my agent, Jeff Jackson called and said that I had been traded to, Tampa. But that, you know, something else might be in the works. So not to get, you know, too situated, I guess. It's hard to do that in a couple hours, but, you know, it's an exciting time for me. You know, I'm excited to be a Coyote now and excited for the future.
Talk to Don Maloney yet?
Yeah, I talked to he was the first guy to call me. I talked to him last night, and he basically just told me what went into the trade and, you know, how it came about. And, you know, that they had been looking at me for a while. So, you know, it's obviously exciting to go to a team and, that wants you and to go to a general manager that is excited about having you. You know, so I think that's a big thing for me. You know, I've always played better when, you know, I feel supported and you know, back. So I think, you know, it's a great fit for me. I've really enjoyed, you know, watching them play over the last number of years. And I feel like, you know, Arizona's going the right direction and I'm happy to be a part of that.
What do you think went awry with Edmonton? Did it just become a numbers game up there?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of things. I mean, if you're not winning, things are going to change, and that's just the way it goes. And that's the way it has to be honest. I mean, I'm a competitive guy myself, and, you know, we're all competitive people there. And, you know, it's not fun to go through every year. You know, and being out of the playoffs, it's not a great feeling, and you have to expect change when that happens. And, you know, I'm excited for a fresh start. You know, I feel like Arizona has been either a playoff team or knocking at the doorstep every year for the last little while here. And, you know, that's a fun thing to be a part of. So I'm looking forward to getting there and meet my new teammates and moving forward here.
All right, Sam, here's the most hard hitting question you're going to get all day. Mikhail Bodker wears number 89. Who wins that fight?
I'm not going to fight him for it. he's a great player, and you know, I think he deserves a number. Haven't been there for a few years, so I'm in chorus with my buddies and my family and everyone trying to figure out what number I'm going to wear now. So it's a tough decision.
Oh, I'll do Merrick one better on the hard hitting question. Do you think that last night qualifies you to take part in a Tampa Bay Lightning alumni game at some point?
I don't know. I had a friend tell me that I should at least get a tracksuit out of it. So I saw somebody with the Lightning organization and get a tracksuit out of it. Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, I hadn't been traded up to this point in my 7-year career, so to be traded twice in one day is definitely a different experience.
We'll reach out to Hockey DB and find out what your stat line for Tampa is, if they even mention it or
So get a gym bag or a dry fit or something. Now your dad would have played with Dave Tippett in the 84 Olympics. How much have you talked to your dad about Tip?
Well, it just kind of came about quickly last night, so it was kind of right before bed. We were able to talk about it a little bit, but I'm sure we'll talk about it more as the weeks go by. I'm excited to play for him. I mean, I hear a lot of great things. You know, I think every team I played against in the past that he's coached, they're a hard, they play a hard style of game, and you know, they really wear you down. So I'm excited to be part of a team like that, and like I said, it's just an exciting time.
If this ever went down, did you have a preference in conference? Like, did you ever say to yourself, if I ever have to leave Edmonton, I'd rather be in the East?
To be honest, I never really thought about it that much. I try in the summer just to focus on bettering myself and bettering my game. And, you know, it was actually nice this summer not having to go through contract talks or anything like that and just be able to focus on my training. And I actually have a wedding coming up as well in a couple of weeks, so it's a busy time there. You know, it's been good just to focus on training and getting ready for next season, and I haven't really thought too much about that.
Well, first off, congrats on the impending nuptials. And secondly, when you look back, Sam, at the Oilers, and you know, you're there, you know, drafted in 2006 or 2007, the Pat Kane year. When you look back at your time there, who are you going to miss in the Oilers organization?
I'm going to miss a lot of people. I mean, I've been there for a long time, and I've met a lot of great people. And you know, we've had a lot of turnover in terms of players in the last number of years. So I've played with a lot of different guys that are great people. I'm going to miss Joey Moss a ton. You know, he's the life of that room. And, you know, he's a guy that every day you go to the rink, he puts a smile on your face. And, you know, he's become one of my best friends there. So I'm definitely going to miss Joey and, you know, all the guys there. We had a great group. It was tough to go through what we did in the last little while in terms of, you know, win-loss, but just because of how good the group of guys is there, and it's going to be tough to leave them, but I'm excited to meet everyone in Arizona as well.
Plus, I'm sure it's a little bit like how it is for me as a New York Jets fan. You've been through it all, so you want to be there when it finally turns around, right? That's also probably
part of it. Yeah, I mean, that was kind of my reasoning for signing there last summer. You know, I felt like I wanted to be part of the solution there and, you know, help turn things around. And, you know, I feel like they're going to do that at some point. You know, it's a tough thing to be a part of, but you know, it's when they turn the corner, it's going to be a lot of fun in that city, and I wish, you know, everyone there the best. You know, but for myself, I'm excited to move on to different things.
Do you have a thought or two on what that team still needs? I mean, you were there for so long, over 400 games already in your career. You qualify for a full pension from the NHL. Do you have an idea of what that team still needs? Because every year we watch the Oilers, and everyone's like, "Okay, this is the year it's going to hit. This is the year it's going to hit," and it just hasn't yet.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's tough for me to really comment on that because it's so fresh for me. I mean, if I could figure out what the problem was, I could probably I probably would have been able to help turn it around a little better. But you know, it's tough. I think there's just been so much change there in the last little while, and you know, so many different moving pieces. And you know, when you lose as much as we did, it starts to wear on you, and it's tough to continue to push forward. But you know, those guys are doing it the best they can. We tried our best at the end of last year to continue to push through and focus on winning hockey games, and it's a matter of just continually changing that mindset where, you know, they're focusing on winning, and you know, I'm sure they'll get there.
And finally, for me, Sam, and thanks for joining us. Do you have any advice for any players that get traded in the same night twice?
Just, I don't know, try and stay calm, I guess. When I found out I was traded the first time and I was told that, you know, something else might be brewing, I just kind of tried to relax. I think my parents and my future wife were a little more, you know, anxious than I was. I was just trying to figure out what was happening, but you know, it's an exciting time, like I said, and looking forward to a fresh start with Arizona.